to start my spiritual journey. I need God the forgiveness. First, I have to empty myself of my undivine existence, all the undivine thoughts and undivine deeds that are inside me, everything that is unaspiring and uninspiring within me, I have to discard, and for that I need God's forgiveness. I've committed Himalayan blunders countless times. If God does not forgive me for the undivine things I've done over the years, then how can I walk along the spiritual path, the sunlit path? Only if God forgives me can I wholeheartedly enter into the spiritual life. So, to start my journey, I need God's forgiveness. When I feel that God, out of His infinite bounty, has forgiven me, then at that time, I can think of another aspect of God, God's compassion. God has forgiven me. Now I need His infinite compassion. I need His compassion because I'm ignorant. I'm weak. And I am in every way a failure. Yet I fervently desire to do something, to achieve something, to grow into something. But I do not have the capacity to achieve what I want to achieve, or to become what I want to become. Therefore, I desperately need God's unconditional compassion. Without God's compassion, I will not be able to grow into anything, and I will not be able to achieve anything. after receiving God's forgiveness and God's compassion. I need God's blessings. I need God to shower His infinite blessings on me from above, so that I can succeed in the battlefield of life. Life is a constant battle. And if I am to succeed, then I shall have to entirely depend upon God's blessings. If God blesses my devoted head and surrendered heart, then and then alone can I succeed in life and proceed along the spiritual path. After God has blessed me, showered His compassion upon me, and forgiven me, then at that time I need to feel at every moment God's love. I need to feel that the one who has blessed me, shown me His compassion and forgiven me, really cares for me. If I feel that God really cares for me, then and then alone can I have true and abiding happiness. The Creator is all love for His creation. But quite often, the creation does not feel it or realize it. Since I am a part of God's creation, it is my bounden duty at every moment to feel God's love. Only then will I try to become good, divine, and perfect. And only if I try to become good, divine, and perfect can I please God in His own way.
One thing I tell God, I am all for Him.
After feeling God's love, something very significant and very deep, I have to feel, and that is God's oneness. God's love is not enough. I may have love for someone or something, but I may not have established my conscious, constant, and inseparable oneness with that person or that thing. Therefore, after feeling God's love, I must consciously establish my inseparable oneness with him. In order to have conscious, constant, and inseparable oneness with God, there is something I have to achieve, something I have to become. And that very thing is perfection. How do I become perfect? I become perfect by crying inwardly to receive those things which inspire me, uplift me, and illumine me, and to conquer those things which disturb me and torment me. When I cry from the very depths of my heart to receive good things and to conquer bad things, God is pleased with me, and it is only by pleasing God that I can become perfect. When my heart's inmost cry, when my heart's only cry is to please God at every moment in his own way, at that time God can manifest himself in me and through me. When my mounting inner cry carries me up to God, I say to him, "Oh, my beloved Supreme, I wish to please you. I wish to serve you. I wish to become totally, unconditionally yours. Make me your very own. Shape me and mold me in your own way, and make me a perfect instrument of yours." When God comes to me, he gives me a broad smile, a wide illumining smile, and says, "My child, I shall make you a perfect instrument of mine, and at the same time, I shall manifest myself in you and through you."